是的，愿主的道、主的话就是我们的磐石，我们一步一步的往上，越真的是把脚看得更高，看得更远。我们今天的经文取自路加福音第十一章。
Our sermon today is on the Gospel of Luke, chapter 11.
我会把重点放在第二十七跟二十八节。
And the emphasis will be on verse 27 and 28.
路加福音第十一章第二十七、二十八节，耶稣说这话的时候，众人中间有一个女人大声说：“怀你胎的和乳养你的有福了。”耶稣却说：“那听了神之道又遵守的人更为有福。”
Luke chapter 11 verse 27-28. As Jesus was saying these things, a woman in the crowd called out, "Blessed is the mother who gave you birth and nursed you."He replied, "Blessed rather are those who hear the word of God and obey it."
祝贺大家新年快乐。
Let me wish everyone a happy new year.
新年快乐。
新年快乐。
愿大家岁岁平安，福寿安康。
Wishing everyone peace, blessings, and good health year after year.
今年呢，我们特别选了这段经文。
And this year, we especially chosen these verses.
因为这个经文一开头就有关于福气。
Because the beginning of the verses talks about blessings.
那一开始就有一个女人在那边大声的喊叫。
So at the beginning, a woman in the crowd called out.
她说：“怀你胎的和乳养你的有福了。”
It says, "Blessed is the mother who gave you birth and nursed you."
那虽然耶稣在到了这个时候呢，他已经行了许多的神迹。
So at this time, Jesus had done perform a lot of miracles,
而且也得到了众人的认可。
And he's been acknowledged already by and approved by many people.
然而呢，我们会看到，就是说，很多的犹太的宗教领袖却否认这些记号。
But at the same time, we see that many of the Jewish leaders they dismiss these signs.
他们甚至还说耶稣是靠鬼王的势力来赶鬼。
In fact, they say that Jesus was able to perform these miracles by the power of Satan.
当他们这么做的时候，他们亵渎了圣灵的工作。
But when they are doing this, they actually destroy the work of the Holy Spirit.
所以在这里呢，当时耶稣就是很直接的捅破他们的这些谬论。
So at this time, Jesus directly destroyed their fallacy.
所以我们要想象当时候的这个情景。
So we imagine the scene at that time.
当年当耶稣的这个很犀利的论点，还有他的风采。
While Jesus was with his amazing debating skills and his striking demeanor.
我在想象就有如好像诸葛亮在动物的时候在那边舌战群雄这样子。
So it's as if during the Three Kingdoms in China during the time.When Zhuge Liang was doing verbal sparring with all the heroes.
Oh, that's good translation. So we think, wow, in there, 毫不犀利。
Wow, so it was right to the point.
字字都是一针见血。
So everything he said was very sharp and witty.
所以路加就记录当中就有这个女人。
So at that time, Luke records that there was a woman at that time.
哇，她就喊出来，怀你胎的和乳养你的有福了。
And she said, shouted from the crowd, "Blessed is the mother who gave you birth and nursed you."
这是什么意思呢
？What does this mean？
其实这是一种称赞
，Actually, it's kind of praise and acclamation，
一种喝彩的方式
，kind of cheering。
啊，如果是华人的话
，for Chinese，
可能我们会说，哇，赞啊
！You say, "Wow, well said."
哇，说的真是好
，That's well said。
如果是在教会里面呢
？But in the church，
可能我们就说 Hallelujah。
We'll say Hallelujah。
哦 ，Preach it, brother。啊，这样
，Well done, brother。
然后，所以我们可以想象，当时候这个女人就是这样的喝彩。
So we can imagine that this woman shouted out praise.
哦，怀你胎的和乳养你的有福了。
And cheered that, oh, well, blessed is the mother who gave you birth and nursed you.
这个这样子的表达呢，是有点修饰了。
Actually, this is kind of a more civilized description.
Yeah, 可没有修饰的那个原文呢，是这样写的。
The actual verses were written as such.
他是说，生你的子宫有福了。
The womb that gave birth to you is blessed.
然后喂养你的奶水的乳房有福了。
And the breast that provided milk for you is blessed.
这个原文听起来是有点粗俗啊。
Well, it might sound a bit crude in the original passages.
为什么是这样子的称赞耶稣呢？
Why did they praise Jesus like this?
为什么称赞耶稣的时候要问候他的老母呢？
Why during the praises mention his mother?
他的意思呢，就是说你的母亲好福气啦。
Actually, it means that your mom is blessed.
她没有白养你啊。
Did not bring you up in vain.
所以你可以想象这么说吧，就是一个母亲哈、啊、怀胎九个月。
Maybe you can think about it this way. A mother carries the baby for 9 months.
这怀胎的辛苦。
And the difficulties.、
啊、然后过后又要喂养孩子的那个艰难。
And to breastfeed and the difficulties at the time.
就是要等到这个孩子真的哇长大成才啊，这个就是他的这个报答。
And for the child to grow up and to be accomplished, and that will be her reward.
至少这个是当时候的一种价值观。
At least that is her value system at the time.
所以这个女人喊出来的意思是这样子的。
And so the woman in shouting, this is what she meant.
她是说，哎，生得好啊。
Say, well done, mother.
哇，你的母亲生你这么有本事，真的是值得啊。
Wow, your mother who has brought you up so well, and that was really worth it.
所以就是说，你的母亲好福气啊。
And so your mother is blessed.
那可能你还是不能够真的很体会这个是一种多么大的称赞。
Perhaps you can still not understand or comprehend how big a compliment this is.
那是因为你不大了解犹太人的母亲。
Perhaps you might not realize or understand Jewish mother.
让我现在来讲解一下这个犹太人他们的文化价值观。
So let me share with you about Jewish their culture and their value.
这个是一个犹太人的笑话，不是我种族歧视哈。
This is a Jewish joke.
所以这个犹太人的母亲呢，就有一个犹太人的母亲走在街上。
So on the street, there's a Jewish mother walking.
然后呢，她就牵着两个小男孩。
With the two boys.
然后这个他们呢，哎，就碰到一个同事。
And so they meet a coworker.
这个同事就说：“哦，莎拉。
”He say, "Hi, Sarah."
哇、哦，你的孩子很可爱哦。
He said, "Wow, what lovely children!"
他们几岁啦
？How old are they?
然后这个母亲就回答
，So the mother replied,
"Oh, 医生呢六岁了，那个律师呢将要四岁了。
Said the doctor is 6 years old, and the lawyer will soon be 4."
原来犹太人的母亲呢，也是有这种望子成龙的心态。
And so for Jewish mothers, they have high expectations of their children.
有另外一个笑话是这样子的。
So another joke goes like this.
都讲是笑话，你们要笑大声一点。
So it's a joke, you have to laugh louder.
Okay. 他说，什么是天才
？What is a genius?
就是一个普通的学生，不过他有一个犹太人的母亲。
An average student with a Jewish mother.
这个笑话就让我联想到新加坡人的母亲是不是也像犹太人的母亲呢
？So it brings me to the thought that Singaporean mothers like Jewish mothers too.
所以你问什么是天才
？So what's a genius?
就是一个普通的学生，不过他有一个新加坡人的母亲。
An average student with a Singaporean mother.
所以我说我国的这个 PISA 的这个成绩啊，是全世界最高的。
So I think that for us the PISA score is the highest in the world.
然后我们最很在新加坡的父母很受欢迎的网站，你知道叫什么吗
？And do you know what is the most popular website for parents?
Kiasuparents.com.
Kiasuparents.com. Yeah.
我在想说，我们是不是也有同样的这种理念
？I'm thinking, do we also have such thoughts?
孩子成才就是一个母亲最大的福分。
And so for children to be accomplished, this is the greatest gift for the parents.
记得在小的时候。
I remember when I was young.
农历新年去拜年的时候。
In Chinese New Year, went to visit relatives.
长辈们总会问说：“哦，你的成绩怎样啊
？”So the elders would ask how your school results.
长大一点可能就问：“哦，有工作吗？事业怎么样啊
？”So when we are older, then you ask how is your work? Are you accomplished?
不懂是不是我的感觉？有时候我想象，如果孩子成才的话
，Maybe it's just my feeling. But when the child is doing well in school.
可能一些长辈他说话好像都可以大声一点点。
So maybe for the elders, then they will speak a bit louder.
老实说，我小时候确实是有点这样想的。
In truth, when I was a child, this is how I thought.
我想如果我的成绩好一点
，I thought that if my results were good,
我争气一点
，and I really try hard.
可能我的父母在大团圆的时候
，so during gatherings with the family,
可能他们可以骄傲一点
，my parents will be proud of me.
小的时候的想法，现在我回想是有点可笑。
Perhaps looking back, it is a bit funny to me now.
不过我们现今的价值观真的有改变吗
But our value systems today, has it been, is it changed?
是不是还是真的是只有孩子成才才是一个父母的福气呢？
Is it only a gift to the parents, only when the children are accomplished?
所以我今天就要真的来想这个课题，想福气这个课题。
So today I'm thinking about this topic on blessings.
因为我们每一个华人，我们啊新年总是喜欢在家里贴一个福字。
Because for Chinese, at our homes, during the Chinese New Year, we like to put the 福 the word.
然后如果倒过来就是福啊，临到了。
And when it's upside down, it means that the blessing is here, arrived.
所以什么是福呢？
So what is a blessing?
在我们华人的观念里面，福呢就是一切能够顺心，能够顺利。
So in Chinese thinking, then it means that everything is flowing smoothly.
然后是如果做事的话呢，能够很顺畅的进行。
And everything that we do is accomplished without difficulties.
然后福跟祸这两个就是相对的。
And of course, blessing and misfortune are different on different sides.
祸与福当然就跟神明有关系。
So of course, this is related to the gods as well.
然后呢，这个因为神明呢可以降福，他也可以降祸于人。
Because gods can provide blessing, but they can also bring disasters.
对于犹太人，他也有同样的词汇。
And for the Jews, they also have a similar phrase.
所以这个福这个字呢，如果是用在神的身上呢，就是一种赞美的意思。
And when God is referred to, then this has the sense of praise.
当然不，因为神没有说神蒙福的没有，所以。所以好像大卫呢，他就说耶和华，当这个字用在神的身上的时候，就是耶和华以色列的神，你是应当称颂的，是这样的意思。
Just like David has said, blessed be Yahweh, the God of Israel.
可是如果这个字福是用在人的身上的时候呢？
But when the word blessing is used on people,
那就表示这个人是比较幸福、比较开心的，或者是蒙神悦纳的意思。
So when it's used on man, it has the connotation of being a sense of being happy or favored.
所以在诗篇里面呢，一开始诗篇一章一节就这么说：不从恶人的计谋等等等，然后就说这人变为有福。
And so in the Psalms at the beginning in chapter 1 verse 1, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the wicked.
所以从旧约基本上就有一种定律。
So from the Old Testament, there seems to be a pattern.
就是神会降福于恶人，降福于义人，然后呢会降祸于恶人。
That God will bless the righteous man, but disaster will befall the evil man.
而这个定律跟神的他的公义跟他的信实，这些都有直接的关系。
And of course, this is related to God's righteousness and His faithfulness.
所以每当诗人在诗篇里面呼求说。要神来审判恶人来搭救他的时候。
And so whenever the psalmist cries to God to punish the wicked,
然后他之所以能够这样子的向神呼求来拯救义人的时候。
And to at the time when he can call God to save the righteous,
那是因为呢他把这个依据放在神自己的信实和公义。
And so the basis of this is on God's righteousness.
所以这个对犹太人而言呢，你好命呢，就是因为神赐福于你。
And so for the Jews, when you live a good life, it's because God's blessing is upon you.
那这个定律本身是当然没有错。
Of course, this is not wrong by itself.
不过我们千万千万要小心。
But we have to be careful.
千万不可以很轻易的绝对化，用这个定律来看一切的事情，看这个世界。
And certainly we shouldn't look at the world in terms of such absolutes.
哦，你的命好啊，你就是你蒙福。
So you live a good life, therefore you are receiving blessings.
哦，你不好，你命不好啊，那就是神降祸于你。
Oh, so you have a hard life, that means that God is cursing you.
真的有这么绝对吗？
Is there such an absolute?
所以我们要小心。
So we have to be careful.
因为很多人与事，绝对是不可以很单面的来解读的。
So for many things, we can't read things from a one-sided view.
特别福与祸的事情更是如此。
Especially when it relates to blessings and to misfortunes.
有的时候事情发生的时候，
sometimes when things happen,
是祸还是福？哎，这个很难预料。
When something happens, whether it is something for the better or whether it's a misfortune, it's sometimes hard to predict.
所以我们有一句话就说：“塞翁失马，焉知非福。”
So in the Chinese saying that when the old man has lost his mare, it may all turn out to be the best in the end.
同样呢，义人是可以遭遇这个祸患的时，有遭遇祸患的时候。
Similarly, a righteous person can also face disaster.
就算是先知，他也有先知为众人负这个担当，一同担当这个罪的这个祸的时候。
Even for the prophets, they can also shoulder the burden of sin and difficulties for the people.
所以我们对于福跟祸，我想今天我们是不是可以有一个更加深入的见解呢
？And so for the two, for blessings and for misfortune, can we have a deeper understanding today?
所以在今天，当这个女人喊叫说“怀你胎的还有乳养你的有福”的时候
，So today when this woman shouts, you know, blessed be the mother who gave you birth and nursed you.
耶稣却回答说
，But Jesus replied instead,
那听了神的道又遵行的人。有福了，更为有福。
He says, "Blessed rather are those who hear the word of God and obey it."
所以，可能我们第一个要问的问题
，So maybe the first question that we have to ask，
这个女人有说错吗
？Is to say, has this woman spoke? Is she in error when she said this?
为什么耶稣要加一句话呢
？Why did Jesus have to add another sentence after that?
这个女人有说错吗
？Did this woman say something wrong?
啊，没有错。
Actually, it's not wrong.
注意啊，耶稣没有说他说错、哦。
I want to point out here that Jesus did not say that she said something wrong.
因为在所以我们看到在路加福音第一章里面就形容玛利亚是有福的。
In Luke chapter 1 verse 42, it is described that Mary is someone who is blessed.
当这个以利沙白她被圣灵感动的时候呢，她就对玛利亚说：“你在妇人中是有福的，你怀的胎也是有福的。”
Elizabeth, under the work of the Holy Spirit, she exclaimed in a loud voice, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the child you will bear."
然后过后呢，他又继续说，这个相信的女子就是形容这个玛利亚呢，她是有福的，因为神对她说的话要应验。
And she continues to say that blessed is she who has believed that the Lord would fulfill His promises to her.
然后过后，玛利亚也是这么样的形容自己。
And Mary described herself as such.
她说：“神顾念他的使女的卑微，从今以后万代要称我为有福。”
In Luke 1:48, she says, "For he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed."
所以没有错，这个玛利亚她是有福的。
So it's right that Mary she is blessed.
既然这个女子说的没有错，所以我们就这样为什么耶稣还要加一句话呢
？So why is it that Jesus had to add on this line?
耶稣说，那听神的道又遵守的人更为有福呢？
Jesus said, "Blessed rather are those who hear the word of God and obey it."
其实耶稣在这里，他就是要借题发挥。
Actually, Jesus wanted to point out something further to the people.
因为他要在这里，他要彻底的突破两个观念。
Because he actually really wanted to point out two important point of view.
那第一个他要彻底突破的事情呢
？The first thing he wanted to point out is
就是谁才是耶稣的家人
？He wanted to say who is really relatives of Jesus.
Next slide 好吗？在这里呢，我其实在这个听了神的道和遵行的人这句话，其实在路加福音第八章就已经有提到了。
When here it says those who hear the word of God and obey it, actually it has been mentioned before in Luke chapter 8.
所以在路加福音第八章的时候，当有人去跟耶稣说：“哎，你的母亲和你的弟弟站在外面要来见你。”
In Luke chapter 8.Said, when someone told Jesus, "Your mother and your brothers are standing outside wanting to see you,"
耶稣怎么回答呢
？How did Jesus reply?
耶稣说：“听了神的道而遵行的人，这人就是我的母亲、我的弟兄了。”
He replied in chapter 8, verse 21, "My mother and brothers are those who hear God's word and put it into practice."
所以耶稣在这里，他是趁机，因为这个女人所喊出来的话呢，他就趁机透露说：“哎，记得吗？耶稣的家、我的家、天父的家呢？”不是纯粹靠血看这个血缘关系，而是一个人对神的道的顺服。
Actually, Jesus wanted to take the opportunity to point out to everyone that my family, the people who are related to me, is not just people of blood relation, but all those who hear the word of God and obey it.
这里就是他要突破的一个观念。
And so this is something breakthrough that he wanted to point out. This,、就是、this point of view.
就是说，在神的国里面
，and that in God's kingdom.
不是谁跟耶稣有这个血缘的关系。
It is not so much who has a blood relation to who are Jesus' blood relations，
而是谁的生命呢？跟神的道这两者是有关系。
But rather whose life and God's word has a close relationship。
到底是谁的生命被神的道影响的
whose life has been affected and influenced by God's word?
谁的生命因为神的道而改变了?
Whose life has been changed because of God's word?
这对我们非犹太人，当然我们现在听起来就已经很习惯这样的东西。
For non-Jewish people like us, maybe we are kind of used to listening to such.
可是我要明白，就是说对当时候的犹太人而言呢，这个其实是很突破性的一个观念。
But imagine that for the Jews at that time, this is really a breakthrough concept.
所以在耶稣讲完这句话的时候，他接下来讲的话就有关系了。And
so after he had said this, the words that follows are very important.
他说第31节，他说。 当审判的时候，南方的女王要起来定这个世代的罪。
He says in verse 31, the queen of the south will rise at the judgment.
因为她从地极而来，要听所罗门的智慧的话。
Judgment with the people of this generation and condemn them, for she came from the ends of the earth to listen to Solomon's wisdom.
然后就说，看哪，这边有一个人比所罗门更大。
He says now there's something greater than Solomon is here.
他指的就是他自己，他比所罗门还大。
And that is pointing out that he is greater than Solomon.
然后他又继续说，当审判来的时候，尼尼微人要起来定这个世代的罪。
And he continues to say, the men of Nineveh will stand up at the judgment.
因为尼尼微人听了约拿所传的道而悔改，看哪，在这里有一个人比约拿还大。
For they repented at the preaching of Jonah, and now something greater than Jonah is here.
那个比约拿还大的呢，当然是耶稣自己。
And the one who is greater than Jonah is Jesus himself.
所以在这里这两个例子呢，都是形容外邦人，外邦人怎么接受了神的道的这个例子。And
so these two examples pointed out that the people who are non-Jewish, how they accepted Jesus.
所以确实当时候他们的人，他们惊艳到耶稣的美好的时候。And
so the people at that time, when they realized the goodness of Jesus,
耶稣的美好最快让人想到的就是，哦，他的家能够蒙福。
And so they quickly think, the people and his family, they would receive blessings.
又或者说，哦，可能是拿撒勒的那些乡亲父老，他们可以因为耶稣而蒙福。
Or perhaps they will think that yes, maybe the people of Nazareth, because of Jesus, they also receive blessings.
或者更大，可能我说，哇，这样子的话，我们的犹太同胞们能够蒙福。
Perhaps even bigger that, all Jews will receive blessings because of Jesus.
可是在这里呢，耶稣是说，他的家甚至会超越这一切。
But here Jesus points out his home, his family, exceeds and is beyond all this.
最重要的是谁愿意听他的道而遵行，这些追随者才是真正蒙福的。It's
most important who will listen to his word and obey it.
所以这个是第一个要突破的观念。And
so this is the first breakthrough concept.
第二个突破的观念呢，是关于福跟祸的观念。And
so the second concept is regarding blessings and misfortune.
福跟祸呢，其实在第六章也已经提到了。And
so this has already been spoken about in chapter 6.
让我那一段比较长，所以我只简短念几句。So
I'll read a few verses here.
那里说，耶稣举目看着门徒，然后就说：“你们贫穷的人有福了，因为神的国是你们的。”In
Luke chapter 6, verse 20, looking at his disciples, he said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God."
人为人子憎恨你们，拒绝你们，辱骂你们，弃掉你们的名，以为是恶，你们就有福了。Blessed
are you when people hate you and when they exclude you and insult you and reject your name as evil because of the Son of Man.
当那日你们要欢喜跳跃，因为你们在天上的赏赐是大的。
Rejoice in that day and leap for joy because great is your reward in heaven.
他说，因为你的祖宗代先知也是这样。For
that is how the ancestors treated the prophets.
然后他又说：“你们富足的人有祸了。”
He goes on to say, "But woe to you who are rich,
因为你们已经受了你们的安慰。
For you have already received your comfort."
然后过后26节的时候，他就说：“人说都说你们好的时候，你们有祸了。”
And verse 26, "Woe to you when everyone speaks well of you."
然后为什么他说：“因为他们的祖宗带那些假先知也是这样的。”
For that is how the ancestors treated the false prophets.
哦，非常。 我希望真的是鼓励大家回去回顾一下，长安牧师在网上所说的这一段的经文的讲道录音。
And I would encourage everyone to go back and revise what Reverend Chang'an has spoken about in about this chapter, his previous sermon.
我自己都听了3-4次。
I've listened to it 3-4 times.
牧师在这里提醒我们说，这一段的经文呢是对着门徒们说的。
And so it reminds us that these words were spoken actually to the disciples.
就是要教导这个门徒应该如何活出这个门徒的生命。
And to remind the disciples, to teach them how to live a life as a disciple.
而门徒应该如何活这个生命，跟耶稣自己如何做这个国的王，这两者是有关联的。
And so how the disciples choose to live their lives and how Jesus is to become king of their kingdom, and these two is related.
耶稣如何做这个国的王呢？
How did Jesus become king?
耶稣不是用暴力。
It's not with violence.
耶稣不是用权谋。
It is not using strategies and
yeah. 耶稣是以顺服天父成为神的国的王。
But it's obey, to obey God in heaven.
所以呢，耶稣是这样做王，门徒也要这样子活。
And so this is how Jesus becomes king, and that is how the disciples are to follow.
所以在这里耶稣就很刻意的两次都提到先知的遭遇。
And here Jesus purposefully mentioned twice about how the outcome for the prophets.
因为一个先知的祸还是福，
Because whether it's blessing or misfortune for the prophet,
这个先知的祸与福不是靠一时的遭遇可以定夺的。
It's not determined by his encounters at the time.
一个真的先知可以是苦命的。
For a real prophet, it can live a hard life.
一个假的先知可以是好命的。
For a false prophet, he may live a good life.
而只有到时机成熟的时候
，Only when the time is right,
才能断定一个先知是真的还是假的。
Then we can determine whether a prophet is a real prophet or a false prophet.
而只有到时机成熟的时候，才能决定说这个先知到底是祸还是福。
And so when the time is right, then we will know whether this is a blessing or misfortune.
而这个就是关于这个祸与福该有的突破。
And so this is regarding blessing and misfortune, the concept.
一个祸与福绝对不是一个暂时的处境来决定的。
It is not determined by what is happening at that time point.
而当神的国来到的时候，
And when God's kingdom arrives,
当耶稣成为那个王的时候，
When Jesus is king,
祸和福是谁呢？那时候才真相大白。
At that time, all will be revealed, whether it's blessing or misfortune.
所以呢，我们作为耶稣的门徒，
So as disciples of Jesus,
我们一定要突破这个关于祸与福那个一时一刻的这种观念。
So we have to have this thinking about whether blessing and misfortune and in relation to time.
我们没有说哦，谁现在好命啦，谁现在不好命啦，不是这样想。
We shouldn't say, "Oh, this person is living a good life now or living a hard life now."
哦，所以他是有福的，他是没有福的。
Oh, yes, he's blessed and he's cursed.
我们应该相信神是创造性的，他能够创造并成就新的局面。
We should believe that God is able. He's a creation God. He can create a new scenario.
而到时候究竟是谁是福，谁是祸？
And the outcome, whether who has received blessings or not,
应该是神才是最后的决定。
God will be the final arbiter.
我现在要把两个突破跟它结合在一起。
Now I'll put these two concepts, these breakthrough concepts together and match it up.
对一般人而言，
For most people,
福跟祸就是看你现在的遭遇。
Whether it's a blessing or misfortune, it is what is happening to us at this time point.
一个有福的人，当然他的家呢，就会成为他最直接的这个受益者。
For a person who is blessed, his family is the person is the immediate people who receive blessings.
所以耶稣的美好确实是这个玛利亚的福气。
So the goodness of Jesus is also a blessing to Mary.
这个本来就没有错。
This is not wrong.
不过耶稣现在呢，要更高层次，更突破这个很狭隘的这个观念。
But Jesus wants to break through from this narrow point of view.
他要提升到一个更高层次的一种灵慧。
At a higher level, at a higher level of the thinking.
因为耶稣的美好将超越这个血缘关系。
Because the goodness of Jesus is going to be beyond blood relations.
耶稣的美好将超越这个暂时一时一刻的了解。
It is beyond this.Restricted by this time point, time and space.
因为听到神的道而又愿意遵行的人呢，就有福了，更为有福。
Because all those who listen to God's words are able and willing to obey it, these are the people who are blessed.
所以我们因为这样子，神耶稣的这一句话，我们可以把信心建立在耶稣所传的道，关于神的国的道。
So because of Jesus' words, we can build our faith upon Jesus' words and the kingdom that God wants to prepare.
神的道是可以创造一个崭新的国度。
God's word is going to create a new kingdom.
而这个福分呢, 谁可以有这个福分?
And who has this blessing?
人人都可以得得到。
Everyone.
人人都有机会。
Everyone has a chance.
也就是说, 当这个女人在那边喊说, 哦, 玛利亚, 好福气啊。
And so when the woman said, oh, Mary, she's so blessed.
耶稣的回应是, 其实是那些听得懂我的话, 又愿意说好好行出来的, 你更好福气。
But Jesus' reply is, those who listen to my word and obey it, these are the people who are blessed.
弟兄姐妹,
brothers and sisters,
我在这个新春崇拜,
during this worship, during Chinese New Year,
讲这段经文是有用意的。
I speak these words with intention.
我们常常这么说,
we frequently say,
人比人气死人,
that we constantly, when we compare ourselves to others, it will only make us frustrated and angry.
可是新春, 新年团聚的时候, 很难免, 有时候会去比较一下一个人的祸与福。
But when we gather during Chinese New Year, we frequently can't help ourselves but compare one another.
我想在这里挑战大家,
here, I want to challenge everyone.
我们是不是能够突破这一点?
Can we have a breakthrough thinking here?
重新的来定义你的祸与福,
to redefine blessings and misfortune for ourselves.
因为是那听了神的道又遵守的人更为有福。
Because it's blessed rather are those who hear the word of God and obey it.
这个是耶稣所说的话。
And these are the words of Jesus.
所以这个就成为了耶稣所给的一个应许。
And so this is also a promise from Jesus.
不论我们是几岁的人也好,
no matter what our age is,
我们生活到哪一个阶段,
whichever time in our lives we are,
我们其实都可以珍我们当然要数算神的恩典, 我们要珍惜现在。
Yes, of course, we have to count God's blessings and we have to treasure the present.
不过我们也可以带着一种盼望来面对未来。
But we can also have a hope when we face the future.
我 写完这篇道以后,
after I've written this sermon,
我就刚好因为新年, 我就在看电视,
because it's the new year and I was watching television,
我就跟他说, 诶, 我在看这个, 功夫 Panda 2的时候, 有一句话真的表露了我要讲的事,
and
讲的话,
I saw this words from the movie Kung Fu Panda.
我没有写在这里, 我又看不到那边。 他说什么, 他的意思是说, 你其实过去的事情你是可以放下的。
It says you get to let go a lot of the stuff, the past.
它不是最重要的事情,
because it doesn't really matter.
它说最重要的呢, 是你现在可以选择你要成为怎么样的一个人。
The only thing that matters is what you choose to do now.
我说, 诶, 对啊, 这就是我要说的。
And yes, this is what I want to say.
因为你现在很多人我们很放弃不 放下不了过去, 我们以为说, 啊, 我是好命的人啊, 也好啦, 我没有别人另外这样好命啊, 什么, 我们很多东西我们放不下。
Perhaps there are many things in the past that we cannot let go.
可是这个真的重要吗?
But is this important?
还是说现在你可以选择你要成为怎么样的人?
But or is it what we can choose today to be, what kind of person we decide to be?
因为那个听了神的道而遵守的人, 这个人更为有福。
Because it says that blessed are rather those who hear the word of God and obey it.
我们的生命是可以更加的充满从神而来的福分。
Our lives can be filled with the blessings that come from God.
第一个阶段最重要。
The first step is the most important.
第一个很关键的这个第一步, 就是要知道说, 诶, 人人, 啊, 没有好命的人, 不好命, 没有,
no, the first step is that everyone can receive this blessing.
不论你在任何的处境, 你都可以得到。
Whatever your circumstances, you can receive it.
因为这个恩典是开放给所有的人。
Because it is open to all.
方法就是要听神的道, 遵行神的道。
And the way to get it is to hear the word of God and obey it.
第二步可能你会问我,
but second step, you may ask me,
牧师啊, 你讲得这么好,
wow, Pastor, you have a fantastic sermon.
不是, 那个, what your promise, the God's promise.
God's promises is fantastic.
所以, 哦, 你讲到, 讲的东西讲得这么好, 诶, 我现在心动了。
Wow, I'm moved by the words.
我很想听。
I really want to listen.
到底神的道在哪里呢？
Where is God's word?
当然神的道整本圣经都有。
Yes, God's word is in the whole of the Bible.
你说哇整本圣经啊。
You say wow, the whole Bible.
我就说 OK, 耶稣的话，耶稣的话整个福音书都有。
In Jesus' words are recorded in the gospel.
可能你还是觉得哇还是有点广。
You say wow, it's still quite a lot.
如果你要知道这个最基本最基本的这个天国价值观，
But maybe you just want to know the very basic kingdom values.
我觉得你可以单单先第一步，你可以看这个《路加福音》第六章。
You can just start with Luke chapter 6.
路加福音里面第六章就有这些很基本的话，爱你的邻舍啦之类之类。
These are very basic words on loving your neighbors.
可是我觉得其实问题不是到找不到神的话，问题不是这个。
I think that the problem is not that you cannot find God's words.
问题往往是听不进去又不愿意遵守。
I think the problem is that the words don't reach your heart and you're not willing to obey it.
或者更大的问题可能是你对于神的话的信心。
Or maybe a bigger problem is your belief or your faith in the words of God.
神的话很容易找得到。
It's easy to find God's words.
可是你说，哇，爱你的仇敌啊，真的吗？
But you say, huh, really, to love your enemies?
哇，不论断人，哪里做得到？
Not to judge others, how are we able to do this?
他讲我嘞。
He's talking about me.
我们不愿意相信神的道是可以真的是开创不同，然后又能够带来福分，我们不够相信。我们不相信说神的道是能够开创新的局面。
We do not believe that Jesus' words can create a new life, new situation. Yeah.
然后呢，又能够真的为我们带来这个福分。
And that it is truly able to bring blessings for us.
所以耶稣又加了几句话。
So Jesus added a few words.
我就念中间的几节。33节，没有人点灯放在地窖里，或者是放在斗底下，而是放在灯台上，使进来的人能够看得见亮光。
In Luke chapter 11, verse 33, no one lights a lamp and puts it in a place where it will be hidden or under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand.
他的意思就是我讲的话是明明可见的意思。
So it's saying that my words is seen by everyone.
问题是什么？他说你的眼睛是你身上的灯。
But the problem is, your eye is the lamp of your body.
你的眼睛若嘹亮，全身就可以光明。你的眼睛若昏暗，你全身就黑暗。
When your eyes are healthy, your whole body also is full of light. But when they are unhealthy, your body also is full of darkness.
所以耶稣说，你要醒察，恐怕你里头的光或者黑暗了。
Verse 35, see to it then that the light within you is not darkness.
若你全身发光，毫无黑暗，就必然全然光明，如同灯的明光照亮了你。
Therefore, if your whole body is full of light and no part of it dark, it will be just as full of light as when a lamp shines its light on you.
主对他说，然后呢，他就讲官，就有一个法利赛人就讲说，为什么你没有洗碗？
Then a Pharisee asked Jesus, why is it that you did not wash the plates, bowls?
然后呢，耶稣就回答这个法利赛人。
And so Jesus replied to the Pharisee.
如今你们法利赛人洗净杯跟盘的外面，为什么你的里面却是充满勒索跟邪恶呢？
He asked, now then you Pharisees clean the outside of the cup and dish, but inside you are full of greed and wickedness.
无知的人啊，照外面的不是也照里面吗？
You foolish people, did not the one who made the outside make the inside also?
他说只要把里面的都给施舍给人，那你就全部都洁净了。
But now, as for what is inside you, be generous to the poor, and everything will be clean for you.
所以耶稣为什么要讲这样的一段话呢？
Why did Jesus have to add on these words?
他说有的时候不是道本身的问题。
So many times it's not just the word, the problem is not the word.
他们一直在那边，耶稣，你要显记号啦，证明你所说的是真的啦，我要看到啦，你要让我真的相信啦，明白啦。很多人把问题放在那个道，你讲的不够清楚，不够好，不够真。
Frequently people will put the blame on the words, say, oh, you know, you will show us some signs, you show us how it's done, so that we can believe.
他说，耶稣说，有的是，其实是你自己眼睛的问题。
Jesus tells them, "No, no, it's the problem with your eyes."
所以他说，所以真理怎么样都进不去，那个是因为你里面充满黑暗。
And he's telling them that the truth is not able to come into you because there's darkness inside you.
所以可能更重要的是，当你要去读神的道，你要去听他的话的时候。
And so what is more important is when you want to read God's words, when you want to listen to him,
也许你应该先擦亮你的眼睛。
Perhaps then you should, yeah, clear your eyes first.
可能你应该先清理你的内心。
And maybe you should clean your heart first.
每逢新年的时候，我们华人都有这个大扫除的习惯。
Every year, during Chinese New Year, just before there will be spring cleaning.
也许最重要的这个大扫除是要清理自己。
Maybe the most important part of spring cleaning is to clean our own hearts.
我在网上就读到这样的一个短文。
And on the internet, I read something.
这个他的，我觉得他的建议还不错。
And I think that the suggestion is not bad.
他说新的一年，
It says that in the new year,
我们要扫除对神的虚假和伪善。
We must remove all false appearances and hypocrisy from Jesus.
扫除对人的那个仇恨跟怨恨。
To clean all resentment and enmity.
扫除对人的错误的价值观
，and to remove all preconceived and wrong values about others.
扫除对人的错误的判断
，to clean up all preconceived judgment about others.
他说，脱去旧人，换上新人
，to remove the old self and put on the new person.
有 one more click 吗？啊，没有啊。哦、，OK， 好，没有 one more click。OK， 谢谢。我觉得其实这才是最好的大扫除。
And I feel that this is the best kind of spring cleaning.
让我们在这个新的一年里面。
And so, let us all in the new year.
我们打扫我们的眼目。
Let's clear our vision.
然后让神的道真的能够好好的听进去。
So that God's words can really penetrate and come into us.
然后又好好的活出来。
And to live it out.
就从这个路加福音第六章开始。
Starting with Luke chapter 6.
而且很重要的是，我们要有信心。
And very important, we must have faith.
我们要有信心，说神的恩典、神的福分必充充满满的临到你。
And to believe that God's blessing, will be filling us in full.
让我们同心祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的父，我们感谢你，因为你的福分、你的福泽真的充满大地，充满每个愿意遵守你的道又活出来的人。愿你与我们同在，清理我们。让我们有这个干净的手、干净的心、干净的灵，这样子祈求祷告奉。